Tonight, it's a concert in our series, Inventing America. And the concert has the zany title, Frank Zappa and the Fathers of Invention. It's a journey through the diverse musical landscape of 20th century America, taking the legendary Frank Zappa as a central figure. There's music by Nancarrow, Ives, Cage, Stravinsky, Reich, and Zappa himself. The Breton Sinfonia is conducted and presented by Stefan Asbury. And the concert begins with a short tango by Nancarrow.
Thank you very much indeed, ladies and gentlemen. A very warm welcome to tonight's concert by the Breton Sinfonia. In a way, it's quite fitting that tonight's concert has a lot of pieces in it, some of them fairly short, like that one, and of a more experimental nature, partly from Zappa himself and from the other composers represented tonight. The piece you just heard was by Conlon Nancarrow, a composer who wrote a lot of music for most of his life for the player piano, which is a mechanical piano that is capable of playing many rhythms at once, against itself. And it was only until the 1960s or 70s that he became well known through recording of his work being published. And that short little piece, which is called Tango, would you believe it or not? In fact, Nancarrow didn't quite believe it either, because it has a question mark after the word tango. It was arranged and orchestrated by a pianist who championed much of Nankera's work, Mika Shoff, and he arranged it for the Ensemble Moderne, who produced a recording of several other pieces by Nankera, and you'll hear another one of those pieces later on in the concert. Now we follow with two works of Zappa. One, a new work for him, it was written specially for the Ensemble Moderne, worked out on the synclavier and orchestrated almost by them, but with Zappa's help. And another earlier piece that Zappa arranged specifically for a concert, a Yellow Shark concert for the Ensemble Moderne. First of all, we play Bebop Tango, and then follow that with Get Whitey, which is a piece written specifically for the ensemble.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. From perhaps more experimental music from Zappa, which you just heard, we turn now to Charles Ives, who was a great experimental composer of the early part of the century in America. Ives, when he was starting out as a composer, was interested in experimenting with rhythm, with ways of writing for instruments that may have appeared to so-called classical musicians and the orchestras of that time to be rather unplayable. And he found solace in his colleagues in pit orchestras and theatre orchestras that played for film when it came in, or theatre. And he also was brought up in a small town in America where the amateur music society would put together concerts of all sorts of music with whoever could play an instrument and whoever had an instrument. So he was quite happy for orchestras to be consisting of a small group of strings, a lot of pianos, a lot of percussion, and two wind instruments, which suited the theatre orchestra mentality fully. And he wrote this small set of pieces for a theatre orchestra. It's a set of three pieces, two of them which are very short indeed. The first one is called In the Cage. It was inspired by Ives seeing a small child staring at a leopard in Central Park in the zoo there, wandering around its much too small cage. The second movement is called In the Inn, and it is a reorchestration, a reworking of the set of ragtime dances that he wrote for theatre orchestra. And the third movement is a beautiful, short, very quiet movement called In the Night, which has offstage orchestra, bells, and Ives was reminded of an old man sitting alone in his dark house and thinking about his life and in the distance hearing the bells tolling. After that, we're going to play a gem of a piece, which I've really enjoyed discovering, called The Gong and the Hook and Ladder, or Fireman's Parade on Main Street. It's a tiny piece, and I want to read you what Ives says about it. In his writings, Ives described The Gong on the Hook and Ladder as another nice joke, which most everybody can see except a nice, routine conductor who plays the notes right and beats time seriously and nice, but doesn't place the music at all. The annual parade of the neighborhood volunteer fire company was a slow marching affair, for the hook and the ladder was heavy, and the gong on the hind wheel must ring steady-like, and coming downhill and holding back fast, and going uphill out of step fast and slow. The gong sometimes seems out of step with the band, and sometimes the band out of step with the gong, but the gong usually got the best of it. Nobody always seemed to keep step, but they got there just the same, but not with nice conductors. Thank you very much. Ives at perhaps his most experimental, I don't know. Another experimental composer, I'm sorry, it's the night for experiments you're being subjected to. John Cage. He is perhaps most well known for his music of chance for a certain piece of 4 minutes, 33 seconds duration. Nothing happens. But another thing that he's particularly remembered for is his invention, basically, of a whole new way of looking at and dealing with the piano, the prepared piano. He moved to New York in 1940 and found himself in a small flat without any money and without his personal supply of percussion instruments. And he was getting commissions to write for ballets. Sometimes there wasn't enough money or there wasn't enough room in the theatres to house any kind of percussion ensemble, which he preferred to write for. So he started delving inside the piano and literally delving inside the piano and discovered that if you put certain implements into the piano, it changed the sound completely. Such like screws, rubbers, blue tack, and various other things. And actually he wrote a lot of music for that medium, culminating in a set of sonatas and interludes in 1946. And he wrote a lot of music for just the prepared piano, but sometimes he combined it with percussion. So the piano is almost a percussion instrument in itself and is complemented by a small percussion ensemble. And this piece we have now is a small example of this. It's in four movements. The first and last movements are the prepared piano, and in between are proper percussion instruments being played. Okay, Amores by John Cage.
Thank you.
It's called Eagles Boogie, and it was perhaps an idea of what Zappa had to write a piece of what Stravinsky may have written if he'd actually boogied. Thank you. Incidentally, the piece you just heard, Igor's Boogie, was arranged by the composer Philip Cashin, who's one of the people responsible for bringing much of Zappa's music to this country in different forms than the Ensemble Moderne. So I'm very grateful to him. Next, we have the most substantial piece of the concert by Steve Reich. In a way, Steve Reich worked similarly to Zappa. He had his own ensemble and performed only his music with them. In the same way that Zappa did with the Ensemble Moderne and Yellow Shark, and you can feel that the music comes out of that ensemble. Now, Steve Reich wrote several large pieces for a large ensemble, typically with a lot of percussion. He's a very committed percussionist, and several keyboards. And also the lineup also included instruments you wouldn't normally associate with a string, basically string lineup, the saxophones, clarinets, and voices also. The voices in this piece aren't soloistic, if I may say that, but they give the lines a colour that you wouldn't get unless you had a human element in there. This piece is, I think, over 15 minutes long. The reason why I'm not entirely sure is because you make it up pretty much as you go along. The notation is written to be expandable. Each bar is repeated several times, and you have to decide how many times to repeat it. There is a very loud cue every time the pattern changes, which is on the vibraphone. Without him, I can't change the pattern, so we have to be able to communicate reasonably effectively. The piece unfolds as a sequence of slow changes, which is underpinned by fairly rapidly moving music, but you somehow are aware of slow metamorphosing of key structure and rhythmic changes, notably by the xylophone, the marimba, and one of the pianos. Thank you. Well, finally, we've come to the last segment of the concert. After the Steve Reich, we're two short pieces now. The first piece is a beautiful little gem by Nan Caro, the composer you heard at the beginning of the concert, and it has many of the same sort of ideas as explores in the tango. Although this piece was originally written early on in his career of writing for the player piano, that is that piano where you put holes in and it plays the most unimaginable rhythms all by itself because no human can do it. This is the study number 6 fairly early on when he was experimenting with different layers of rhythms. So in any one bar there are 4s, 5s and 6s on top of each other. The two pianos doing this lilting accompaniment, but it's rather deceptive. But piano 1 I believe is in 4 and piano 2 is in 5. And that actually creates a very nice imbalance in the piece. Also the phrase lengths, although appear to be the same, they always come in different parts of the bar, which confuses everybody. Over the top of that is this beautiful melody on the woodwind and later in the strings, which just fits in a 3 pattern or a 6 pattern over the top of that, and it's a beautiful little piece, study number 6. We're going to follow that with a rousing finale by, of course, Zappa, who was the inspiration for these concerts, and it's G-Spot Tornado.
applause for G-Spot Tornado by Frank Zappa. That was the final piece in that concert given by the Britten Sinfonia called Frank Zappa and the Fathers of Invention. It was recorded last April at the Corn Exchange in Cambridge, and the concert was conducted and presented by Stefan Asbury. And if you heard some extra noises during the quieter passage of that concert, it was due to interference from a local radio station that was picked up by one of the microphones in the hall. We do apologise for that. But who knows, perhaps John Cage might even have approved.